Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mbofu, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Pastor?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very well. I hope you've had a wonderful week so far.
Yes, it has been a blessing, especially participating in this program. It's been very reviving.
Oh, lovely, man. You know, we've actually gained quite a lot, I'm telling you, by having you here talking to us about this. So, well, we're concluding, the conversation on temptation, of course, by gaining strength from examples of people who triumphed over temptation and some practical lessons on resisting temptation. So, Pastor, if somebody is probably joining us for the first time listening on the radio and they've missed out on some of the things that we've talked about, if you could just maybe a brief recap of what we've discussed so far.
Okay. We have been, let me start by looking at Jesus' personal experience with temptation. John 1:14 tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So when Jesus came to planet Earth, he was fully human, and he was tempted by the devil, and he was able to overcome. Why? Because he counted upon the faithfulness of God's word. He knew his mission, he knew his identity, and by counting on God and the faithful angels, he was able to conquer the devil. Each time the devil came to him with some form of temptation, he will refer him back to the word of God. So we saw Jesus gaining strength, overcoming, and the victory that Jesus wrought is our victory. As Christians, we need to count upon his righteousness, count upon his strength of overcoming, so that we can also overcome. And then we looked into how we can run away from being tempted. James 4:7 tells us that we need to resist the devil, and he will, if we submit ourselves to God, right, and we resist the devil is going to flee. So again, as Christians, it is a call that instead of relying upon our own strength, let us count upon Christ. And then whenever it comes to these many false temptations, let us resist them through scripture. It is our only safeguard, and the devil is going to run away.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for that lovely recap. Now, let's talk about some examples of people who actually, you know, resisted temptation. So either than Christ. Do we have any more? I do know that you made an example of Christ, but do we have any more examples of people who resisted temptation from Scripture?
Yes, if you go through the Bible prayerfully, you will discover that we've got a number of characters that were able to resist temptation. Right? The interesting thing with temptations, as I alluded to during the course of the week, everyone who's born on earth is subject to temptation, being tempted.
Yeah.
Right? So we discover that the Bible has got a record of the greatest prophet, Elijah. Right? He, at one moment, he thought he was the only one who was remaining faithful. He was being tempted, right, to think that he is the only one counted worthy before the eyes of the Lord. It is a lesson to us, right, that we must never have that self-justification, right? We must always count upon the faithfulness of God and daily pray the prayer of Paul, 1 Corinthians 15:31, that I die daily, right? So as we die daily, we are asking Jesus' righteousness to fall upon us anew, reviving us and giving us also strength to move forward.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I want to implore the church listeners and everyone who is listening to us that many times when one is tempted, you will find that if you look around, some people will start making fun or just discussing that person casually, instead of going to that person and trying to win them back to the Lord. Mm. Right? As a family of God, we need to take care of each other, right? Mm,
mm.
So we really need to come back. And then when Elijah was shown that, no, Elijah, you're not the only one who is righteous, he was quick to repent and accepted that there are other faithful ones that God had kept in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
Another example that we have is that of Peter. Having walked with Jesus for over 3.5 years, right, we find him denying Christ in the last moment. And Jesus had told him, Peter, the devil wants you, right?
Mm.
And then he's an example of one person who also trusted in his own righteousness. But I love Christ because he goes on to say, but I've prayed for you, right? So as a God's family, Jesus' prayer is that we overcome. That is why he even prayed in John 17 that, Father, I'm not asking them to be moved from this world, but that we conquer even when we're here in this sinful world.
Mm, mm.
So Peter succumbed to temptation, but he was quick to also repent. And when it dawned to him, he knew exactly where to go. He went straight to Jesus, mm, right?
Mm.
So a lesson to us nowadays in real time is that even when you fall into temptation, there is no other antidote besides Christ Jesus. Let us come boldly to the throne of mercy. And he is faithful to cleanse us and to start a new page with us. Genesis chapter 39, verse 7 to 10,
mm,
we find another character, the character Joseph.
Yeah, yeah.
Joseph was in a foreign country. He was left all alone, right? Now, it was possible for him to go along with the request of Mrs. Potiphar, right?
Mm, mm.
But because he knew his identity, he knew that he was a child of God, he knew the scriptures, they were his defense, right? That is why we see him fleeing from that vicious temptation, and he overcame. Now, we are living in a time whereby almost everyone is mobile. People are moving all over, right? And at times you find yourself being the only one there. Let us not think that we are the only ones there. We left the rest of the people who know us back home. Let us know that the eyes of the Lord are ever with us, right?
Yep.
And let us maintain our identity, home and away. And we are going to overcome, especially when we count on Christ's righteousness. And the spirit of prophecy states that even as we approach the end of time, what happened to the Israelites as they were about to cross into the promised land, the sin of adultery, it is going to come back again to the church. So we've been forewarned that such a temptation is coming our way, and our victory is on nothing else but being faithful students of the Bible and knowing ourselves. Yeah, I think I can go on and on with characters that are able to be tempted and also overcame temptations.
So tell me then, what would you say are practical steps that would actually help us to resist temptation?
Right. The practical steps that we need.
Yes.
To start off with, we must not reason with the devil. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We must not reason with the devil whenever he brings a temptation before us. Let us not start negotiating with him.
Mm-hmm.
He is because he will make us fall. And he has got over 6,000 years of experience. Right? So he will be negotiating with someone who is a master in his field.
Mm-hmm.
So our safety is not to reason with the devil, but count on the might of Christ.
Yeah.
We cannot conquer temptation by our own strength, but by God's power. Right? If you go to John 15, verse 5, the Bible says that without me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
So the only way we can link with Christ is through prayer. Let us be a praying people. Let us be a praying church. Let us be a praying nation. Right?
Yeah.
We need to read scripture also. Let us feed on God's word. Not only reading, but we need to fortify our minds with scripture. If you go to the book, The Great Controversy, chapter 37, it's the heading is saying, scripture is our only safeguard, right? We really need to remove other garbage that is occupying our minds.
Our minds. Mm.
Actually, the entertainment industry, right? And other things that we meet today as we do our businesses, they come to fill our minds and making our minds to be repulsive of scripture, right?
Mm, mm.
So we need to guard our minds very much and fortify them with scripture. If it means you read over and over a passage so that it can stick into your minds, let us do it, because
yeah.
we've got a heaven to win, right?
Mm, mm.
And also, as we read scripture, we cannot just approach it blank. First of all, let us fall before the Lord, ask the presence of the Holy Spirit to come and guide us, so that whatever we are reading from scripture, he can teach us, he can interpret, and it can have meaning in our lives. We need to learn to surrender to the will of God and let go of our own will. As I was moving around today, I heard someone quoting Isaiah 54:17.
Mm.
Yes, he was just talking to his friend and saying, no weapon formed against us can prevail, right?
Yeah.
You know, Christians today are more of, what to call it, they are more of, they lack the practical side of religion,
mm.
right?
Mm.
We are good in talking about it, but when it comes to the practical side, that is where we are caught in sixes and sevens. So we might have a knowledge of scripture, but if we don't practicalize it, then it ceases to exist.
True.
The pain of inspiration goes on to say, gospel truth hardens if it does not serve, right? So if we've got that casual approach to scripture, we might be hardened into these little habitual sins, habitual temptations, instead of it giving us victory over temptations. So James 1:22 also reiterates that we must not be hearers of the word, but also doers of the word.
Yeah.
Yes. And then 2 Timothy 3:5-7, talking about people living in the end of time, he says that it will be a people who will be having a form of godliness, but denying the strength they offer. Right? So we have got this archangel Satan who is fighting us.
Mm.
Having a form is not going to save us, right?
True.
What we need is to tap into that power of the gospel so that we can destroy this armory of demons that are coming to us through temptation. Hebrews 12:2, give us another practical way. Let us run this race of Christianity. Let us run this race of being Adventist, focused upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Literally, we can sing the same chorus as the world is singing, that anyone can fall into temptation and like, but when we are in Christ, we are new creatures, and we are supposed to run the race focused on Jesus Christ. I love 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 24, where he tells us that faithful is he who calls us, especially in the area of dealing with sin and temptations. Christ is very, very faithful. I know some of the listeners out there might be thinking, maybe this person is now on the other side of temptation. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Philippians 3, verse 14 to 16, Paul says that I have not overcome, but this one thing I do, I press on to the prize of our high calling. Listeners, we've got a calling, and God is calling us to be holy, to be righteous. So we need to overcome temptations, and in the process, our characters are going to simulate that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So these are some of the practical ways that we can employ to our day-to-day lives as we are fighting in this battle with temptations and sin.
Lovely. Thank you, Pastor. I'm going to let you go now, but before we let you go, would you please summarize this? I know that you've already started doing that. Just give us some key takeaways as we are going to be ending the week.
Thank you. Okay, as we come to the end of this discussion, I would like our attention to go to the Lord's Prayer, right? Yes. The Lord's Prayer says, do not permit us to enter into temptation, right? Many times people will think that by saying that we are requesting God to remove all temptations from us. No, it's not like that. The promise is not that we are protected from temptation, but that we shall be protected from falling, that we get from John chapter 17, verse 15.
Yeah.
However, many times as individuals, we willfully place ourselves in the way of temptation. Instead of fleeing, we draw nigh, as if when it's cold, people come close to the heater so that they can obtain warmth, right? So the same happens with temptation. We are supposed to flee. Joseph fled, right?
Yeah.
But today's generation willfully places itself on temptations. So I would employ all our listeners to truly pray to our faithful God. Lead us not into temptation, and at the same time, renounce all ways of our choosing. Renounce all sinful ways that are going to make us fall. And in the process, we submit to the ways of God. And we employ the defense of Jesus. Let us read God's word. Let us pray. Let us know our identity. We've got a heaven to win. And very soon, this world is going to be history. I thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for the time and, of course, spending this week with us. Thank you so, so much. I pray that the Lord blesses you and blesses your ministry and, of course, your family. Blessings indeed to you. And have a wonderful Sabbath ahead.
Thank you so much. It's been a blessing.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.